poll, 60% of battleground voters consider impeachment attempt a waste of time. By Hannah Blow on January 12, 2021. A majority of battleground voters want Congress to move on from impeaching President Donald Trump, considering their effort both politically motivated and a waste of time and money. According to a January 12 memo from the pollster John McLaughlin of McLaughlin & Associates, the survey examined 800 battleground voters in key states: Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin, from January 10 to 11, and found the majority oppose both another impeachment attempt and big tech dramatically increasing censorship. The memo, addressed to Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller, found 60% of all voters view impeachment, which Democrats plan to push despite the fact that proceedings will not begin until after he is already out of office, per Senator Mitch McConnell's RKY timeline, is another waste of time and money. An even greater percentage, 77%, believe the 117th Congress should prioritize dealing with the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, with less than a quarter preferring to prioritize impeaching Trump. Nearly three-fourths also believe that the efforts of the Democrats to impeach Trump are politically motivated to prevent the president from running again, stripping his Secret Service protection, and preventing him from having a presidential library. Other findings, per the memo: 65% of all voters agree that by continuing to attack the president, President-elect Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are making this worse and keeping the country divided. Only 35% disagree. 48% of all voters are less likely to vote for a member of Congress who votes to impeach the president. Only 36% are more likely. 80% of Trump voters and 76% of Republicans are less likely to vote for a member of Congress who votes for impeachment. The survey also examined the latest sentiments on the mass censorship from big tech as social media platforms target the president, with Twitter banning his personal account completely. According to the memo, 74% agree that if Twitter, Facebook, and Google can censor and take away the president's right to free speech, they can take away the right to free speech for any American. Another 70% say that big tech companies, Twitter, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Google, have too much power and need to be regulated to protect the freedoms and privacy of Americans. The survey comes as Democrats hurtle toward another impeachment effort, with Democrat reps David Cicilline, RE, Ted Lieu, CA, and Jamie Raskin, MD, introducing a single article of impeachment against Trump, accusing him of inciting the protests that occurred at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. President Trump gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of government. He threatened the integrity of the democratic system, interfered with the peaceful transfer of power, and imperiled a coequal branch of government, it states, adding that Trump betrayed his trust as president to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Lawmakers are expected to meet and consider the action on Wednesday, according to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMA. Prior to his Tuesday trip to Alamo, Texas, Trump briefly spoke to reporters and described the latest impeachment effort as a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. "It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger," Trump said. "For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country and it's causing tremendous anger," he added. "I want no violence.